Good afternoon. Spain's human rights ombudsman hit out yesterday at the often cruel treatment meted out to illegal immigrants, saying the system had to be changed. Francisco Fernandez Morugan told the Parliamentary Commission, "We have to alter this system, which is inefficient and underfinanced and often cruel to the people who are only seeking a better life." The rights defender listed major deficiencies at police stations, reception and detention centres. Fundamental rights could not be sacrificed on grounds of urgency or efficiency, he said, citing the case of the Archidona prison near Malaga, which was used as a holding centre for several weeks at the end of last year. Algerian migrant Mohamed Boulibala killed himself there after being kept in solitary confinement for 16 hours, sparking public uproar. Two migrant teenagers were discovered hiding underneath a British removal man's truck as he arrived in the UK from Spain. Wayne Francis, who lives in Poole, parked up on the French port of Cayenne on Tuesday to wait for the ferry home on the last leg of a 2,600-mile round trip to Marbella. As he departed Portsmouth, he was flagged down by port staff, who spotted an arm dangling from under his van. There were two migrants underneath. One got out, who looked around 15, and another, who was unconscious, appeared to be around 17 years of age. The two had been under the vehicle for about 10 hours with a wind chill factor of about minus 15 degrees. An Irish central bank chief, Philip Lane, who was in the running for the vice presidency of the European Central Bank yesterday, won the backing of a key European Parliament committee. After talking to Lane and his rival for the job, the Spanish economy minister, Luis de Guindos, at an informal hearing, the majority of the political groups considered Governor Lane's performance more convincing. Some groups expressed reservations over Mr. Guindos's appointment. Eurozone finance ministers are scheduled on Monday to pick their favourite to succeed Portugal's Vitor Constâncio, whose eight-year mandate expires in May as the ECB's number two. The final decision will be taken on March the 22nd at an EU summit after consultations with the European Parliament and the ECB's Governing Council. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.